Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you're joining me. As we get into this episode, you guys, I am so sorry for my voice. I have lost it. I have lost it. Tis the season of dance competitions and cheering gone mad. This is not going to be the last time that I record an episode without a voice, but I'm going to do my best today. But I am so sorry for the weak voice. If you hear any voice cracks, no, you didn't. But you guys, hello, 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 hello. I have missed you guys so much. I decided to take a week off. I decided to take a week off last week. I literally recorded my episode on Sunday like I normally do. I tried out this new location. This new location, what do we think? It's very bright. So sorry. The time change is like killing me, you guys. Finding lighting and finding good lighting is so hard when the sun sets at 4:30. It's insane. And thank God I have a little light that I can use for my face to brighten up wherever I go. But there are just not many places that will keep me warm and also have like a really great backdrop. So, welcome to our new location. But I decided to skip a week last week. I've never done that. That's the first time I missed a week since I started posting 6 months ago. But I decided to take my own advice. I decided to take my own advice. I needed a week off. I needed a week off of not stressing about marketing, not stressing about editing. And I love the whole process of it. It's probably one of my favorite things about podcasting is just that I get to edit and be creative and it's all my own content and I don't have to stress about it. But it was just one of those days where I recorded an episode and I wasn't proud of it. And I never want to put an episode out that I'm not proud of. And I never want to put an episode out that I edit the crap of that doesn't even make sense when I record it. And then it's just a completely different thing for you guys. And I just knew that's how it was going to be. It took me over 2 hours to get one video done. And I just decided reluctantly, very reluctantly, I just decided that that's just not how I wanted it to go. And so I decided to take a week off and it was great. Hopefully it wasn't too big of a drag for you guys. I don't want to let you guys down. I know I do have a lot of people who do like to listen on Wednesdays, and if you're one of those people, I love you so much. But I need to take my own advice. I need to take my own advice once in a while and truly just rest sometimes. And even though it wasn't sleep rest, it was one less thing on my plate for last week, and that's what I needed. But I am so happy to be back with you guys. I have missed it. I have missed it. It's like weird having one episode that you miss and you're like, oh, where am I at now? What's going on? It's like you get out of your rhythm and everything like that. So I'm back. I'm back and I'm better than ever. And I'm so excited to talk about our topic today. Actually, fun news, fun surprise, fun news. We're starting our first series of season two today. And I am so excited to dive into it. You have no idea, you guys. This series I teased back when I was still in season one. And you guys went crazy over it. You guys went crazy over it. I love talking about these topics, but we are going to dive into our dating series. We are going to dive into our three-part dating series. And the three parts are going to be breakups. It's going to be finding when you're ready to date again. And then it's going to be actually diving into dating and diving into dating in 2025, because Lord knows that is crazy. And it deserves its own episode because it's just there's so much to talk about when it comes to dating in 2025. But today, you guys, I'm going to talk about the first part of that series. And I have a question. I have a very important question for you guys. What is up with breakups? Seriously, you guys, what is up with breakups? I swear, I think recently I have seen more people going through breakups. And my heart goes out to them because breakups are crazy. They're insane. They suck. Any kind of breakup, whether that's a relationship, romantic breakup, or even a friendship breakup, it just sucks. Anytime you're removing something from your life, it sucks. It's never fun. And it always follows in needing healing from something. And so I really want to talk about this topic. I have been really excited to talk about this topic because I went through my first major breakup back in February of 2025, and it threw me for a loop, but it's crazy looking at the person that I was and what I was allowing myself to go through going into the breakup and then the person that I immediately became once the breakup ended. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I look back and I'm like, those are two different people, especially the person that I am now from all that I've learned and all the growth and all the healing that I've done. Insane. I've had so many friends reach out to me being like, what did you do? How did it help you? I need your secrets, that kind of a thing. You know, I don't think that there's one way to do a breakup because breakups are so different depending on the situation that you were in. I wasn't in a very good relationship. Me and my ex broke up and it was the kind where you just don't talk again. Like, it wasn't a good breakup. And so my situation was very different than probably some other people's experiences. And it also depends on if you're doing the breaking up, if you're getting broken up with. Like, there's so many factors that play into it. So it's so hard for me to be like, this is what every girl needs to hear when it comes to breakups. I don't want to claim that. I don't want to claim that energy. I think I have good points and things that truly helped me through my breakup. But there's so many different things that you have to keep in the back of your head when you're going through a breakup. And there's a lot of really important things that you need to remember, but there's also a lot of things that you just kind of need to figure out. And so I want to talk about all of that. I want to talk about everything when it comes to a breakup, okay? And I'm going to try to do my best to be as inclusive about every experience as possible, but I am also going to solo in on some things that I learned from my personal experience because that's all I have to go off of, and what worked for me and kind of what I focused on, what I held on to, and how I kind of got through the before breakup side of things to the after breakup side of things. But before I really dive into it, I am welcomed with an Arnie. I'm welcomed with an Arnie. I had a matcha for my throat this morning, and it was fantastic, but I drank it so fast. I was actually going to use the matcha that I got at Starbucks and sip on that, but again, got through it so fast, and I need a drink. I need a drink for when I do this. It's like stimulating. So here we are with our Arnie. Cheers to you guys. Cheers to an episode. Cheers to our first series of season 2. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you do, please let me know. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, share this episode with all your friends. Share this episode with someone you know is going through a breakup. And yeah, I think I've rambled on a little too long. Let's get into it, shall we? My ex and I, we did not have a good breakup. Actually, immediately after we broke up, I had a really quick lapse of reaction where I blocked him on everything. I removed every single photo from my Instagram and every single photo from my camera roll, and I deleted it all. Any sign of him, didn't want. And here's why. Here's why. For me personally, and for my situation personally, no contact was my saving grace. I knew this from friendships that I had. I knew this from things and falling outs that I'd had in the past that it's really hard for me as a person to not have someone who I was really close with in my life and continue to see them constantly, continue to have access to them. That's a personal issue. Like, that's something that I need to work on. Like, I do. But it's really hard for me to see their stuff, see their pictures, see them moving on, see something happening, see something that they like, right? And to not have it affect me in my day. It's really hard. And so I am a big fan of blocking. I'm a big fan of removing followers and unfollowing and no contact. Mainly because I, in my personal experience, I truly believe that when I know that that person cannot randomly text me when I'm not expecting it, it brings me peace knowing that I have control over how I heal and that there's nothing that's going to come in my way and obstruct my peace. Sure, I might see someone put them in their story. Sure, I might see them randomly at certain things and I might react. But over time, I heal better and I am able to react better and be more mature about it. If I'm in the midst of healing, if something has happened and I've just had a huge falling out or a breakup, when I was on my breakup, when I was first couple weeks into my breakup, was it weird? Of course. Did I miss that person? Of course, but my main focus was me at that point. That person didn't want to be in my life anymore. That person wasn't making me the best version of myself. And right after we broke up, I honestly had some post-breakup clarity. Like, it hit me like three semis hard. I had the craziest post-breakup clarity that I could have ever had. And I had realized that I was just not myself, that everything that I thought I was such a shrivel of a human being. I was so insecure, you guys. I was so insecure. I put up with things that I told myself I would never put up with. And so my personality changed. The way I viewed myself changed. So many things that I loved about myself changed. And when I was going through my breakup, having this clarity was like a breath of fresh air for me, because I realized that I was able to get all that back, that I was able to now take the time to get those things that I've loved about myself back, to get my confidence to where it was, that I didn't have someone in a situation bringing me down, that I was free. And having no contact, having them have no ability to reach out to me and disturb my peace, brought me so much joy. It brought me so much joy, truthfully, because I was at a point that I didn't want to talk to this person. I didn't want anything to do with this person. They didn't want to be in my life. That is totally fine with me, but that's it. I'm not giving you a chance to stay in my life and still know me and still know the person that I'm becoming. If you don't want to be in my life, that's okay. But that doesn't mean that I'm giving you access to me. It's literally Sabrina Carpenter's song, Goodbye. Goodbye means that you're losing me for life. And that might be aggressive for some people. And some people might not resonate with that because you had a great breakup with your ex. You ended on good terms. And even though it still sucks, and even though you're still in pain because you miss this person, like, you know, you're always going to have them be a person in your life. It just didn't work out. There's a lot of breakups that happen that way. But mine didn't. Mine didn't. I lost a big part of myself. I lost so much time. So much time. And I was so determined on getting all that back. I was so determined on meeting myself again and becoming confident again and learning more about myself and healing from this. And a big part of that healing truly was not having that person disrupt my peace. I didn't want to see photos of us. I don't care. That was a great time. And I remember them. I remember them. Those are times and those are memories that I will keep precious, but I don't need them disrupting and disturbing my peace right now. If that's not what's making me happy, I don't want to see it. And that's just the harsh reality of how I heal. That's just what I need. I needed no contact. I needed no ability to see this person. I needed no possibility to have this person reach out to me. Throughout this no contact as well, another thing that I was able to do within this breakup that truly saved me was focus on the goods and the bads. Focus on what I learned and what I won't put up with. I truly dove into a lot of reflection and taking a ton of notes. And instead of grieving that this person wasn't in my life anymore, I focused on my future and I focused on what I didn't receive from this person and what I wanted to receive in the future, what I thought and what I still think I deserve. Also learning from the mistakes that I made, from the ways that I fell short and that I lost and that I wasn't the best version of myself, and truly recognizing that and recognizing where my triggers were in the relationship and how to be better for myself in the future, even in friendships, just taking note of the things that I learned from the relationship and focusing on how I can apply that to my future and focus on where I want to look and what I want to prioritize going into the future. Obviously, I was still filled with a lot of memories. Like, I was constantly reminiscing on so many different things and remembering so many different experiences with this person, but I was focusing more on what the whole situation was teaching me versus focusing on that person and not having that person in my life, because that was my choice and I knew that was the right choice, so I needed to stick with it. But I really doubled down and I found and I wrote out and I reflected on the boundaries that I didn't have within my relationship, and I created those boundaries that I will have moving forward. I went through my standards and what I wanted from someone and what I thought I wanted from someone and how they treated me and how they looked at me and how they viewed me and how they would lift me up and what they prioritized and all that stuff. And I looked at that and I learned so much about what I didn't even know I wanted, but what I now know that I want. One example that really shaped me was my past relationship wasn't surrounded by faith. It wasn't built on the rock of God and having God at the center of our relationship and focusing on that. And that was something that I learned really quickly, that I didn't want to put someone down someone who I love. I didn't want to put them down for not having the faith that I had, but that is a non-negotiable for me. That is a boundary and a really high standard for me is I need someone who loves God. I need someone who loves God and who will guide me to be the best woman that I can be and the best version of myself and bring me closer with Christ versus try to steer me away from Christ. And I learned that. I didn't know how I wanted faith to be in my relationships, and now I do. But I think taking your experiences and instead of just grieving them, you can still live through them, but you can learn as you're living through them. You can use them and reminisce through them as you're planning out and you're focusing on your future, as you're focusing on what you need to learn from and what you wish you had and what you didn't have and what's unacceptable for you now and what's acceptable. The breakup doesn't just have to be a removal. It can be gaining new things about yourself. It can be gaining insight. It can be just learning a new version of yourself and things that you didn't know. Because a lot of times we only focus on the removal. We only focus on the fact that this person isn't in my life the way that they were. And you have a choice of either being okay with that and using that to learn more about what you want from someone who will be in your life versus living through those emotions again, living through those moments and reminiscing on what it used to be like. Because that kind of brings me into my third point for breakups is it's really easy to fantasize and think about the what ifs. It's really easy to go back into the mindset of, I wish we were at this point, like it used to be so good. It was so great. Like this was when I was happy. Like everything was great. And I just like, what if things just stayed the way they were? You're gonna taunt yourself if you do that. You're gonna lose your mind if you focus on the what ifs because that didn't happen. That version didn't happen. It didn't end the way that you thought it would. And if you sit there and you fantasize and you create all these fake scenarios of how things used to be and how they could be or how they would have been, you're going to sit there and you're going to be living in your past versus healing and moving on for your future to experience someone who will actually pull out for you, who will actually do that for you, who won't make you question those things and who won't make that a problem in your relationship. Rather than living in your mind, living in la-la land, apply the things to your life and live in reality, heal the way you need to heal, focus on what you need to focus on, and allow that to guide you to create the reality for yourself, not to live in fantasy land of a relationship that ended 2 years ago and you just wish and you wonder maybe if that person is your person. It's important to remove what you don't want to see. And if what you don't want to see right now and what you don't need to see is the possibilities that you and this other person could have had, the things that you planned, the life that you created and talked about for however long, you have to grieve that too, unfortunately, which is one of the hardest things about a breakup is there's just so much you have to grieve and you have to move on from and you have to constantly re-grieve it. But if you continue to live in that mindset, if you continue to live in the what didn't I do? What did I do wrong? Where did I fall short? What if this? What if that? I wish things were the way that they were when we started. You're gonna taunt yourself and you're gonna blame yourself for something that was out of your control. If you and someone were not meant to be together, you're not gonna be together. Even if you fight till the ends of the earth to be with this person and to make it work, you are gonna kill yourself trying. You're gonna kill yourself trying, which is why you need to be okay with sometimes letting people go. Now let's talk about the grieving. Let's talk about the bulk of it, okay? Everyone always says this, but you need to be okay with allowing yourself to feel. It's a roller coaster. It's seriously a roller coaster. I cried the minute we broke up for 3 minutes, and then I had to pull myself together because I had a responsibility at that time, and I did what I needed to do. I went out, I pulled myself together, and I grieved it, and then I moved on. And then a couple days later, grieved it more. And it came for me very sporadically. I feel like the way I thought that this breakup was going to be was not what I anticipated. I feel like I like mentally prepped myself for when it would happen because I was so afraid of it happening and how I would be. It came very sporadically. And I remember I came home and I cried to my mom, and then I got back up, and then I went through my closet, and I found a card that this person had written me, and I read it, and it brought all those good fantasies and those good things back in my mind, and reminiscing on those good memories of when our relationship was good, and I cried again. Like, it hit me like a truck, and then I saw this person. I actually ran into this person, and I freaked out. I freaked out, like fully freaked out. I ran. I actually ran. I lost all sense of like what I was supposed to do. I was out with my friends and saw this person at the place I was at and literally lost all control of myself and just ran. Because I was not expecting it. It caught me so off guard. It caught me so off guard. And then it kind of affected my mood for majority of the night. I tried to pick myself back up and I finally picked myself back up, but it took me a while. It took me a while. Like healing and grieving a relationship, it's so sporadic because our brains love to remind us. They love to remind us of all the good things that we went through. They love to remind us of the good times. They love to remind us of the person that we knew versus the person that they are now. And I think that when you allow yourself to feel what you're feeling and to go through what you're going through and to just have it be authentic versus try to force yourself to be okay, I think that you accept it a lot quicker and you move on quicker. I don't think you'll be okay quicker. I think it'll still bother you and you'll still be in pain and it'll still be hard and it still won't feel real sometimes. But I do think that the more that you just allow yourself to go through what you're truly going through and you allow people to be there for you and to check in on you and to love you through it, you're able to heal quicker and you're able to move on quicker and remind yourself of your worth and to focus on what you deserve and to snap yourself back into reality versus what you wish happened that didn't happen. Anything that you can do to just feel what you're feeling and have peace within yourself, it brings you closer to yourself and more dependable on yourself. My last point, my last main point for this is that you need to find strength in yourself. This one was one that was fairly easy for me, but I'll kind of touch base on it because it's not easy for a lot of people. I've always been single. I've always been a very independent person, and that makes it hard for me to get into relationships. I know a lot of people who are afraid of being alone, who are afraid of being by themselves, who are afraid of being independent and not in a relationship. I don't think there's anything wrong with people getting into relationships outside of a breakup, like right out of a breakup. But I do think that if you're doing it to put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, it's not going to help you in the long run. I think that when you're going through a breakup, you are relearning yourself. You are learning the version of yourself without this person that you knew. But when you don't truly depend on yourself and you depend on other things to give you happiness and give you joy and give you peace, they're so temporary. They're so temporary. And they don't always do the trick. And then often we create these habits out of it that become unhealthy. You know, you don't want to get too obsessed with certain things that you're putting in your life to help you through things and to help give you an escape. But I think that at the end of the day, the most important thing is finding that peace and finding that stillness within yourself, is healing yourself because you're healing yourself, not because someone else is healing you, not because something is healing you, not because this thing that you're doing and you focusing on this thing is giving you the distraction that you need. I think if you allow yourself to feel what you're going through and you allow yourself to depend on yourself and to listen to yourself and listen to what you need in the day, you'll be okay and content with being independent. You'll be okay with being single. But the hardest part is the beginning part of the breakup. The hardest part is when it's the first couple weeks of being alone and you're just kind of like, I don't even know where to go from here. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want. When you get into those situations, you need to make decisions. You need to feel. You need to reminisce. You need to do anything that you can do and be the person that pulls you out of it. Be the reason you get up. Be the reason you're remotivated. Be the reason that you are reaching for your goals. Be the reason that you changed. Don't allow the vulnerability that you feel during the time of your breakup push you into depending on someone else again. Because truthfully, one of the only things that you can depend on is yourself. Yourself and my personal experience, God. When I was diving into myself, I was diving into my faith wholeheartedly at this time. And I am glad that I took the time to depend on what I wanted. And what I wanted was my relationship with God. Because now I don't depend on earthly things bringing me joy. I don't depend on people bringing me happiness. I depend on God and the goodness of God and my faith. And I let that drive me. And that be the reason to why I'm content with myself now. Not because I went out and I met another guy and I started going on dates right away. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'm okay with being single. I'm okay with right now learning and loving myself before I give my heart to someone. I'm content with being single because I'm focusing my singleness on the relationship that brings me the most peace and that is unconditional love, which is Christ. That's what I'm focusing on. You need to find the strength in yourself, to depend on yourself. And if you want to depend on God, not just fall back into bad habits or to make decisions out of spite, but to do things because you're going to become a better person and that you're building yourself to become a better person. I talked a lot in this episode. This one's, wow, it's well packed. I hope that it makes sense considering I was trying to be very broad. I learned so much about who I was and what I went through and how to pick myself out of it. And again, not every breakup is the same. You might be going through something completely different than I experienced because my experience was very niche. Like, it doesn't happen all the time, but it is something that people experience in a breakup. And so I did want to share my side of it and the things that I have been learning, because I do think that regardless of what you're going through, there is something within this episode that can help you. There is something within this episode that you can focus on and that you can truly dive into and notice during this time versus just walk past. And I do want to also say that none of this was easy for me, that I am still healing and still relearning a lot from my last relationship and from that breakup, that I was so angry for so long. That was my emotional reaction out of that relationship, was just straight anger because of all the time that I had lost. And I am trying to find peace with the situation. I'm trying to find peace with the person and to forgive myself and to forgive that other person. And that's something that I'm still working on. From a relationship that ended in February. It's not overnight, and nor should it be. But there are things that you can focus on that can help redirect how you're taking the breakup and what you're putting your energy to and what you're not putting this energy to. So as we close this episode, I have a few things that I want to leave you with. We all want someone, but there are times in our lives where we don't always need someone. Of course, I am surrounded by all my friends who are in relationships. I seriously think almost every single one of them is in a relationship. And of course I want to be in love. I went and watched a movie with my friend last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago. And it was the new Colleen Hoover movie, Regretting You. I think it's called Regretting You. And I left and I was just like, I miss the feeling of being in love. Like, I would just love to have someone right now to just be someone who can calm me down and be a safe space for me. But I don't need that. I don't need that right now. There's so many other things in my life that I need, one of them being to focus on Christ. If I put all of my comfort and all of my feelings and my desires into searching for someone to fill a void that they can't fill, my relationship won't be as successful as it could be. Versus if right now I dive into finding all of those things and healing myself and focusing on my relationship with Christ, I will be much more secure, and there's going to be a lot more that I find in someone when I'm ready to find that person. I'm going to find more in that person and be able to gain more from that relationship than just dive into a relationship with someone because, oh, that would be nice and that's something that I want. The second one is you need to be okay with people leaving. And that's so hard to say because I don't want people to leave either. But breakups hurt so much more when you kill yourself trying to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. When you overcompensate, when you work so hard to save something that is just unsavable, it makes it so much harder to let that person go. And I've always been someone who I'm like, well, I did everything I could. Like, then that means that I did everything I could. But at what cost? My peace? My sanity? My respect for myself? All of those things I ended up losing because I was trying to fight for a relationship. A relationship that should have been ended before it was. And I think I don't regret anything that I did. I don't regret taking it as long as I did because I think I needed to build up the strength with being okay with breaking up. And I needed to build up the strength with being content in my decision. And I needed that time. But in the moment, looking back, there are things that I just wish I just didn't deal with. And there's things that I wish that I would have just been okay with right off the bat versus killing myself because I wanted someone to stay so badly. My last thing that I'll leave you with is not everything needs a reaction. Some people don't change. if you are fed up, if you have so much that you want to say to someone because this was unacceptable, you wish they did this, you want to tell this person off, you want to be this, 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 and this, right? We often let our emotions lead us. And so we often say things that are out of spite and that we truly have held back, right, for a really long time. But not everything needs a reaction. Not everything needs a reaction. Sometimes you just have to be okay with it and hold on to your peace and let that person learn on their own. Because here's the thing. A lot of the times when we go through breakups, we seek clarity. We seek clarity from someone. And so a lot of the times when you break up, you'll have a conversation with someone about the breakup and that'll be like the end of the breakup. And you'll receive clarity from that. One thing that I learned, my biggest thing that I learned, is that I did not need clarity from this person. I listened to something when I was going through my breakup. I think it was Mel Robbins that she had said, if you are meeting with this person, if you are talking with this person to receive an apology or to receive something from this person that makes you feel at peace with the decision that you made, if you are going into this breakup needing someone to give you something, whether that's an apology, anything, there's a very high chance that person won't do it. That person won't always take accountability for those actions. A person won't always apologize for the way they made you feel. Sometimes they will. But if you go into a situation where you need clarity, and in order to have that clarity, you need someone to say something specifically to you, whatever that could be, you are going to be very disappointed, and it's going to affect you more in the long run because a lot of times they won't. And so you'll leave without that. Some people won't change. Some people won't be what you need them to be. But what you can focus on and what you can control is how you react. And not everything needs a reaction. And that was one of the biggest things that I learned. And it still takes me into friendships to this day. Because a lot of the times you don't need to know why. A lot of the times you don't need to hear that last thing from someone. Because you know what that means? It means that they have control over you. Sometimes you do. And sometimes if that person's willing to give it to you, it's always good to have an explanation for why things didn't work out. It's always good to know why someone felt the way that they did. This just means that there are bigger and brighter things for you. That's what the breakup means. If you are going through a breakup and you feel horrible about yourself, you feel low, you feel sad, you're just not okay, hold on to hope that bigger and brighter things are waiting for you, because they are. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you are able to take something away from it and learn from it. And if you are going through a breakup, I hope you know that there is a bright side at the end of the tunnel, because it will come. It will come. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And it feels so good to be back. It feels so good to be back with you guys. I am so excited for the series. Next week, I will be talking on how to know when you're ready to date again, which I'm literally in that season of. I'm like at the point where I'm like, I don't know what to do now, kind of a thing. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you did like it, let me know. DM me, message me, all those things. If you learned something from this, let me know. I missed you guys, and I love you so, 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 so very much. I will talk to you so very, very, very soon. Bye!